Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Less than 2 weeks before Election Day, and both camps are making their last-minute pushes to voters. Donald Trump holds two rallies in Georgia. Kamala Harris will be in Pennsylvania.
Harris is again doing another media blitz, appearing tonight on a CNN town hall. It comes after Donald Trump refused their invitation for a second debate, but she will be back out on the campaign trail down in Georgia tomorrow, making her first appearance on the trail alongside former President Barack Obama.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. A stark message from the head of Boeing. CEO Kelly Ortberg says his company needs a fundamental culture change. That is, Boeing reports a $6 billion loss in the third quarter. Boeing machinists voting today on a new contract. Sales of previously owned homes slowed in September to the weakest annual pace in nearly 14 years, even as mortgage rates dropped and the supply of properties on the market climbs. Harvey Weinstein due back in a New York courtroom today on a hearing ahead of his retrial on sex crimes charges. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Scientists in Wisconsin are leading a nationwide Alzheimer's study. The National Institutes of Health is giving the UW-Madison more than $150 million. It's the biggest NIH grant in UW history. The Kamala Harris campaign is making its closing argument to American voters. Democratic running mate Tim Walz campaigned in Racine and Madison yesterday.
Our team is running like everything is on the line because everything is on the line.
Walz made the case that Donald Trump would be dangerous with broad immunity from prosecution. He got some help from former President Barack Obama.
We do not need to see what an older, loonier Donald Trump looks like with no guardrails.
Obama says Americans are ready to turn the page. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Several key deadlines are rapidly approaching for eligible registered Wisconsin voters seeking to cast an absentee ballot before the November 5th general election. Municipal clerks are issuing in-person absentee ballots at the clerk's office or another designated location. The in-person absentee voting process involves a voter both requesting and completing a ballot on the same trip to the clerk's office or designated location. Municipalities may offer in-person absentee voting through Sunday, November 3rd. Thursday, October 31st is the last day for most voters to request an absentee ballot by mail, online, email, or fax for the November 5th general election. In practical terms, though, that results in an unrealistic time frame for the voter to complete the ballot and return it to their clerk by Election Day. Voters who still want to request an absentee ballot by mail should act immediately. Registered voters can make their request online at myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Badgers brace for Penn State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host Penn State Saturday night. The number 3 ranked team in the nation, quarterback Braden Locke asked, does it help that they've played top ranked teams like USC or Alabama already this season?
To be out there against a very talented Alabama team, to be out there against a very talented USC team, I think it's helped our team grow. I think it's helped us mature. You know, I'm growing each and every week. I'm not naive to think that I'm not still, you know, young. I think I've had 7 or 8 starts. So I think you learn and you grow each and every week.
NBA, the Bucks in Philly tonight against the 76ers. Torian Prince asked if the Bucks are ready to kick off the season.
I feel like we're ready. Obviously, having experience in the game, knowing that those are going to come, staying level-headed, taking advantage of the highs, and then when things do get lower, adversity hits, being able to weather the storm as fast as possible.
That's the Bucks' new forward, Torian Prince. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon. So quite a bit cooler today. The wind will gradually decrease throughout the day. Tonight, clear and cooler, 33. Tomorrow, sunny, 63 with a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night. After that, a fairly sunny, pleasant weekend ahead. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Minnie Timuraju, president of the Reproductive Freedom for All organization. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Racine. We're coming to you from Radio Park in Racine, our new home. So glad to have you along. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a jam-packed show for you today. Mm-hmm. Coming up at 10:33, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez will be joining us. We're going to talk about Wisconsin's first day of early voting. And if you voted early, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes, please.
And what your experience was like.
Record-breaking numbers.
Record-breaking numbers, it looks like, coming in from Wisconsin and kind of around the country.
Yeah.
So we will be talking to the Lieutenant Governor right after the 10:30 news. Next hour in the 11 o'clock hour, Sid Chartier, I believe is how you pronounce her last name.
I believe so.
She is an author. She had an article in the Huffington Post about her experience growing up in a religious cult.
Mm.
And what she has learned to look for as far as signs of potentially being in a cult.
Yes.
It should be a very interesting conversation. That is right after the 11 o'clock news. And then, of course, it's Wednesday, so Dr. Laura Hanks will be here with public cervix announcements. We'll wrap it all up as we do every day now with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the, well, that went well edition. Kind of a questionable thing. Not sure. So if you ever have a thing that should not be, send it into Greg and me. Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. And a reminder, like we said, in-person absentee voting, which is also known as early voting, got underway across Wisconsin. If you want more information, we have so much great stuff on our website.
Yeah.
Not just voter information, if you need that. But there's a whole bunch of news stories. Mm-hmm. Our news team's really been doing a great job. Go to civicmedia.us/vote.
Yeah.
And check that out. Lots of great resources there. And I also have a blog.
That's Calvin. Did you know that Jane had, good morning, Calvin, by the way. Jane has a blog.
You know, Jane is just a do-it-all celebrity.
I mean, it's a renaissance woman of just radio broadcasting, personality, blogger.
Yeah, everybody's got a blog. So now I have a blog. Check out my blog. You can find that, too, at civicmedia.us. And if you ever have something you would like me to blog about, you can email that in as well.
You should blog about your blog.
I could do that. We'll do a blog. We're going to start off, though. We talk so much about the things which divide us.
Yes.
I believe that this is something that we can all agree on.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. We will find out. This happened in Springfield, Missouri. We're only 13 days out from the election.
Yeah.
In Springfield, Missouri, Laura McCaskill had her sign stolen again. She is a Harris Walz supporter. Mm-hmm. It's the fourth sign that has been stolen from our yard, and she and her partner decided to try something different with their newest replacement sign. So they put an Apple AirTag on it.
It's very smart.
And over the weekend, their sign got stolen, along with almost 59 other signs.
And how would they know that?
Because the tracker worked. And the tracker tracked the vehicle.
Yeah.
And we have sound from this. Kind of an interesting exchange, Calvin. I may ask you to stop it when we're a little way through because I want to point some things out. But please play clip number one, please, about sign stealing.
Saying that you guys were looking for.
Yeah, so we had some items taken from our neighborhood, and one of the items had an Apple tracker in it, and it tracks to the trunk of your vehicle.
Did you
open the trunk of your vehicle and show us that it's not there?
I don't know why it would be tracking that.
Because
well,
people
I don't know why
steal
either,
them.
Yeah. But it does. I can show you that it does if you'd like me to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get a video of this. This is where they all are.
I'm sorry. This is funny. Why don't you just take them all?
Calvin, here stop it go, right there. This is mom.
Yeah.
This is the mom.
Yeah.
Now, the kid opens up the trunk of the car. It is stuffed full of Harris Wall signs. Mm-hmm. Full of Harris Wall signs that they obviously had been stealing.
Yes.
And that's mom coming out and saying, this is stupid. Here you go, liberals. Here's your signs. Okay, Calvin, pick that up, please.
Here you go, liberals.
And she throws it at
him. It's more than that, actually.
No, it's not. It's so stupid. Just go vote.
It's a felony, ma'am.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
actually is.
Hey, ma'am, please don't throw these at me.
She throws them at him.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of this.
Hey, come look at all these that are in here.
I am. I'm videoing.
These are the guys that have been doing it.
Get rid of them.
Yeah, no. It's...
And what was your name?
Yeah, I'm not part of this. No, that's
but you live here. You live here.
I live here, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Just go inside. Go inside. It's fine.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, if you want them back,
can
they're
right here. The rest of those, please?
Yeah,
they're right here on the ground where we threw them.
Where my mother threw them.
I'm confused. I wasn't part of this, but what makes it a felony?
Because the total sum of these, they're $20 each.
They're $3 a piece on Etsy.
What?
And the total adds up to $189.
No, the Democratic headquarters pays $20 each for these.
So it's $189.
Because I added it up.
So there's a lot to unpack there. But just to recap things a little bit, they put an Apple tag tracker on their Harris Wall sign because they keep getting stolen. And it takes them to this house, takes them to a car. Kid opens up the trunk. Yep, there all the signs are. Then mom comes out and says, well, I'm just tired of this. Here, liberals, take your signs. Throws the signs at them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because of this is edited, the entire piece is about almost 3 minutes long. He looked up how much they were because they wanted to find out if it was going to be a crime.
Yeah. No, when he said, how do you know this is a felony? And she said how much it costs. And he goes, these are $3. He had the information. He knew. But what he doesn't know, and if you've ever worked in a campaign, these signs cost, I mean, the fact that they're $20, that's, wow, they were $5 back in the day. But still, one, it's theft. Two, just because you're going off of a price online doesn't mean that's the price that the people paid. And his facts are incorrect. And he threw them out so, like these are $3 on Etsy.
No.
We're not done yet. We're not done talking.
No. So they did call the police.
Yep.
And that part was not filmed, so we're not quite certain what happened at that point. And the article that I'm looking at does not say that charges have been filed. But what I find so disturbing about this is not only the attitude of the kids, but about mom.
Oh, absolutely.
She obviously had no problem that her son and his friend had been stealing signs from around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because there was a scolding in there that I didn't hear.
Absolutely not. There's no scolding before, during, or after. This is, and he is polite.
Oh yeah.
And he says at one point, would you like me to help you with, put them in your car?
Yeah. After she points out that this is a felony.
Yeah.
This is a felony.
Yeah.
With a nice fine and other attachments.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got super polite. super polite.
Yes.
Oh, let me help you.
And you're like, no, thank you.
We're able-bodied. Cool. But no.
Yeah.
So, is this good parenting?
No.
Or should, does mom need a good talking to? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Calvin, you got any feelings about this?
Well, I mean, I think this might have been the mom's idea in the first. I don't know how old these kids were. Obviously, if it was his car, they're at least
16.
16.
Yep.
But I just think this kind of behavior always stems from the parents. I saw a different TikTok video of someone filming their Harris Wall sign out their window, and like an 8 or 9 year old kid walking home from the school bus walks through their yard and kicks it over. So I'm not surprised.
John from West Bend on the text line listening on WAUK. They should have had the police accompany them to the house. At the end of the video, John, that's when the squad showed up. Yeah. So again, I don't know how this all wrapped up and if charges are going to be filed or if they decided not to file charges. But is this what we want to teach our kids?
No.
Even if it were reversed.
Well,
even if it were reversed, I don't think anyone should be stealing Trump Vance signs either.
No.
I don't.
No.
And I certainly wouldn't encourage my kid to do that.
And I think I said it to you on the show once. When I see the signs of the opposition, there's a part of me that wants to steal them, destroy them, just be mad because whatever. It's that whatever part of your brain. But I don't, for a couple of reasons. One, that I'm part of that problem. And two, I can never in good conscience be angry at this young man for doing the same thing, essentially, for vandalizing, for theft. You don't like it, that's fine, but don't steal the property. And don't, and this is all on them. Like the mother, if they're going to drop some charges, or if they're going to press some charges, I should say, the mom should be implicated because she had no hand in trying to stop this, discipline or anything. And she was, I think correct. This stems from her. She probably said, yeah, I don't care if you steal signs.
Go ahead, honey.
Yeah.
Go have a fun Friday night.
They're liberals. Who cares?
855-752-4842. What would you do if this was your kid? How would you react if it was your child stealing political signs and he gets caught? Are you just going to take him and grab him and say, here you go, conservatives?
I can tell you what I would do. I would say, do you remember every house you stole them from? Because we're going to go back to every single house. You're going to knock on every single door. You are going to put that back in their yard. You're going to apologize. And then whatever they want you to do within reason, whether it's do their yard, you know, pay me back for the money. You give them $20 for the sign itself.
Yep.
Whatever that is, you're going to do it.
855-752-4842. Who deserves punishment in this? If this was your kid, how would you handle it? Very curious. I would like to think we can all agree.
I would.
We'll find out. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President
President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
News from the center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have kicked off the show with something that was all over my socials yesterday. A couple in Springfield, Missouri, which is not a battleground state.
No.
A couple in Springfield, Missouri got tired of all their Harris wall signs getting stolen, so they put a tracker on it. And yes, it got stolen again, along with most of their neighborhood was stripped of their Harris wall signs. The tracker worked, led them to a car owned by a teenager, opens up the trunk. Yep, they're packed full of stolen signs. Mom comes out and says, oh, here, liberals, just take them. I'm so sick of this. Just go vote. And she throws them at them.
Yep. Doesn't think it's a big deal. Doesn't think it's a crime.
No, not shouldn't be concerned about it at all. So I'm curious, if this were your kid, how would you handle this? 855-752-4842. Tom from West Dallas is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. This phrase always drove me nuts in the past, but it's got to be said today. We need to send a message to others. And this woman, that whole family, they need to be prosecuted. They need to be charged. So people will realize that this isn't cool. This isn't what we should do. This is not the way we are. But, her complete disregard, throw them at them and say, go vote, liberals. Come on. Let's hold these people accountable for what they do, because we're, unfortunately, that's something that doesn't happen as much or should be happening more of people being held accountable for what they're doing. And that goes from Trump all the way down. They need to be held responsible for this stuff.
I agree, Tom. I think something should happen to the parents for sure. Mm-hmm. And who knows, maybe she was the one driving them around. Come on, son, let's go have some fun. Let's go steal
some yard
signs.
Let's make some memories.
Yeah, let's make some mom some memories together.
Well, I think you talk about the accountability portion, but you know what, honestly, if they're going to point a finger upwards to the buck stopped here type of mentality, Donald Trump wouldn't be upset with this at all.
No.
He'd be clapping and be like, "Good job. That's rhetoric. That's disgusting."
That's a motivated kid.
Yeah, exactly. I'll hire him.
Yeah, that's a motivated kid. Thank you, Tom. Really appreciate it. Very much. And from Chippewa Falls, texting in, listening on WAUK, I was in Taylor Falls going to an apple orchard and the Harris sign was vandalized. I'm not going to say what they spray painted on there. I will just say it could have been Arnold Palmer inspired. I thought this was smart. The person left the sign up and then put out another one with an arrow pointing to the vandalized sign that said Trump vandalism.
Yep. That's awesome.
That's not bad.
I love that.
And we had a, last week we got an email from Peg, who is a listener. She sent us a very, very nice email. And the same thing happened to her with her sign getting stolen, but it was just hers.
Yeah.
And she felt really badly about it because she said, now when I look at my neighbors, I have to feel like, who is the one that targeted me for that? And I responded and just said, you know what, Peg, for one thing, unless you have an outside camera, you don't know that it was a neighbor.
Yeah.
You don't. I hate for you to have to go through, you know, go through life full of suspicion every time you look at someone in your neighborhood. And if you're really concerned about it, then get an outside camera. They're not that expensive.
Well, also, I would just, I mean, if you feel safe enough doing it, knock on their doors and be like, look, I just want to know, did you do this? I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. If you say you didn't do it, I believe you. But mine is the only sign in the neighborhood that was vandalized.
Yeah, but I don't know that I would do that.
That's fine.
I don't know that I would want to be that confrontational with my neighbors.
But what then? The point of having a camera to me is moot, other than maybe reporting it to the police.
Well, but then at least you've got something.
Yeah.
You know, this was Fred, the next door neighbor. I know. Yeah. I got him on camera, and but she did get back to me and said that someone within the Democratic Party where she lives heard about this.
Yeah.
And they got her a nice replacement, a nice big 4x4 sign.
Nice.
To replace the one that had been stolen. So that shouldn't happen.
No.
That shouldn't. Not any of us should be doing that. Either side. Any side. No.
Agreed.
No.
Agreed.
Knock it off. John from Oshkosh texting in, listening on WAUK. Sadly, charges will likely be determined by the political stance of the local DA. If it's a MAGA DA, nothing. If it's a normal DA who believes in law and order, charges should follow. As a parent, I'd do what Greg said. The kid would need to return every sign and cut grass or rake leaves of the homeowner. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Andrew from Maine asked, do you have to pay for yard signs? Generally, yes.
Yes.
Unless someone, you know, there have been times where people will say like, oh, I'll give you $1,000 and I'll take all the yard signs and I'll give them out. And that, but usually you have to pay for the yard signs. And like I said, in the Obama election, they were $5 a piece. Now they're 20.
Yeah.
They're going up in price. And that, you know, you do $20 times 60, that's a lot of, that's a felony amount of money right there. And the fact that the kid had that, the fact that we were, when we listened to that audio and he just said, they're $3 on Etsy and he had a, the number
he
in his head.
Up.
He looked it up. He knew he was in within the price point.
Right. Exactly. He looked it up to make sure that he wasn't going to get charged with a felony. Calvin. Yeah.
Well, I guess this would be, well, it's a little late now and B, this only applies to Waukesha County, but I sent, filled out a form on the Waukesha County Democrats website and I didn't have to make a donation or anything. And then one day the signs appeared on my doorstep.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So they were free for me.
Well, and the thing is, what will happen is they might come and collect those then. Sometimes they will. If they're free, they might take them back. I don't know. So it really just depends. Some people sell them. Some people don't.
Dave from Mequon is on the line. Dave, we're really tight for time here. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
So really quickly in Mequon, unbeknownst to the citizens of Mequon, the city fathers over here passed an ordinance saying that you can't have any temporary signs cumulative more than 15 square feet. And so I got a letter from the city of Mequon, middle of September, saying they're going to fine me $50 to $500, depending per violation per day, plus court costs. And they listed the section 62.
Tom, we got about 20 seconds left. I'm so sorry. We're not going to have time for the rest of this. We have news coming up next. And then when we return, we're going to talk to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez about early voting in Wisconsin. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the statewide, countrywide, global Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's open enrollment time for Medicare. People can change their plans from now until December 7th. Stephanie Fahuri is a Medicare advisor. She says make sure you know which plans your doctor will accept next year.
Every year we see people make a change only to find out in January that their doctor is no longer in network. So we like to help people avoid that.
Experts say it's important to compare co-pays and deductibles, not just monthly premiums. The new Glarus Brewery is expanding its operations with a new $55 million hospitality wing. The makers of Spotted Cow Beer say they want to meet the needs of visitors and increase their brewing and distilling space. We don't know if this means expanded hours for visitors. There's a groundbreaking next week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. As a disaster relief volunteer working in hurricane-ravaged Florida, Green Bay real estate agent Mike Pritzel said he spends his days serving food, cleaning, and helping the residents of the shelter in any way he can.
One of the things that we're tasked with is bringing compassion and hope for these people. It's heartbreaking, but, you know, I only have one tangible skill, and that's talking. So for me, to sit down for 10, 15 minutes and just listen, put a hand on a shoulder and say, hey, we're going to do what we can. It's really fulfilling.
To discover ways you can help with disaster relief through donations, volunteering, or financial support, visit our Hurricane Help page at civicmedia.us/help. The Riverdale FFA will host a haunted walk at the school farm Thursday from 6:30 to 9. Enter and park through the test plot entrance. Free will donations will be accepted. Those attending are to wear closed-toed shoes. It's free and fun for all ages. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. For every episode of the DC show The Penguin on Max, Colin Farrell goes through hours of makeup prep. According to recent numbers, it's paying off, as Variety reports that the fifth episode of season one of The Penguin pulled in 1.8 million viewers. The show has added viewers with every new episode that drops. New shows of The Penguin premiere every Sunday night on Max at 10 p.m. Central. Do you have great acting chops? Smoke weed? Can you rap? If so, update your resume, because Snoop Dogg is looking for someone to portray himself in a new biopic. The movie was first announced in 2022, and now the search is on as they are in the casting phase and seeking someone to play a younger version of Snoop. Between his role on The Voice, opening weed stores in L.A., and popping up at the Olympics and on NFL games, the Dogfather told Entertainment Tonight whoever plays young Snoop will have to be a phenomenal actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A gusty northwest wind is whipping up to 30 miles per hour and keeping our high temperatures to just near 60. With more and more sunshine this afternoon and clear skies tonight, winds calm and temperatures crash cold. Falling below freezing to near 30 degrees, it'll be a crisp start to the day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 54.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Civic Media's Todd Alba, who will get a Nightlight birthday surprise. And you won't want to miss up-and-coming musician DeAndre Marie, who performs in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You
up and down and around and around. Come here.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Don't forget, in-person absentee voting, also known as early voting, kicked off in Wisconsin yesterday. And we're going to talk about some of the early numbers coming in. So happy to have her join us for the first time on Matt Nair on Air, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. I know that we had pretty good results yesterday in Wisconsin for day one of voting, but there was something that we saw on social media yesterday that we wanted to share with you, Lieutenant Governor. We have a clip from a woman in Tennessee, and she got so emotional seeing the turnout at her local polling place. Calvin, let's play that clip, please. Tennessee is voting early.
Y'all, this parking lot is packed. I had to drive around three times to get a parking spot, and the lines were all the way around in the library. And I asked the woman when I got there, I was like, is this what it's been like every day? Like, this is like the sixth day of early voting. And she said, oh, my God, yes, it's been 7 a.m. There are just lines around the building. People are just in here voting.
Deep breath.
It's the first time I have felt hopeful in this state in a very long time. And regardless of who they're voting for, I'm just proud that the state has finally showed up in voting. A word to the wise, go early vote. It frees up resources to the candidates. Once you've voted, you'll stop getting text messages and emails and phone calls about who you're going to vote for. That's the number one thing. And then they can spend that money on people who haven't voted or undecided voters.
We're going to put this clip in our show notes so people can watch the whole thing because it's absolutely worth it. I watched it 5 times yesterday and I cried through the whole thing because she is obviously just genuinely so happy to see people getting engaged. And I'm wondering, Lieutenant Governor, if that's what you're seeing as well.
Absolutely. We broke records yesterday in terms of early voting. We've seen record-breaking turnout across the state of Wisconsin, and you're seeing that across many different states with early voting. And that makes me very excited in terms of people participating in the civic process, being able to make their voices heard. This is the way that we can have a say in what our future looks like, is to be able to vote. And I certainly have already sent in my ballot. My mother has, my husband has. Unfortunately, my son turns 18 November 20th.
Oh,
I know. Not quite able to vote in this election, but he's a senior in high school, and I have been bugging every single one of his friends to register to vote and to vote early.
That's fantastic. Ooh, so close. Like missing out by this much. Some of the early numbers I saw, local clerks reporting at least 94,736 votes cast yesterday compared to the first day of early spring voting in 22 when clerks reported 33,000. In 2020, it was 79,000. So this is an impressive number.
It is an impressive number, and that's just really exciting for Wisconsin, and I hope people do it. And what your clip showed is right. I know how annoyed some of my friends are with the texts and the calls and all of those things trying to get people to vote. That all stops if you early vote. And so I think that is a good reminder that we can get some of those texts and calls to stop if you go and vote.
And it was honestly something I had never thought of, actually, that if you vote early, because they know, again, no one knows how you vote. They merely know that you voted, but that's then those resources can be directed elsewhere and they can send the door knockers to an undecided house or another home that has not voted. So if you're going to do it, it's a really good idea. And again, so your candidate can free up those resources in the 13 days we have left, because that's all we got left.
Yep. And that's it. It is less than 2 weeks before the election, the most consequential election I think we're going to have in our lifetime. It is so important that people go and they vote. And, you know, for me, it is, there's not even a big choice here. Kamala Harris has a complete plan on what she wants to do for the middle class, how she wants to put more money in our pocketbook. She wants to make sure that she is supporting people from the bottom up and having some economic policies that do that. And it's a clear choice between two different visions for this country about whether or not we want to move into a positive future where everyone has a possibility of being successful, or do we want to sit on negativity and sit on only giving opportunities for the most wealthy among us and hoping it trickles down to the rest of us?
Well, and I would, maybe it's just me, but I would much prefer someone who has a plan as opposed to, I don't know, a concept of a plan, which I don't necessarily find terribly reassuring.
It's not reassuring. And when you do look at what plans are out there, which is Project 2025, we've talked about that a lot. I have, you know, I live in Waukesha County. It's not exactly a blue county, right? It's still pretty red, moving purple, I would say. Mm-hmm. But I have friends, family members who voted for Republicans in the past. And when I talked to them about Project 2025, some of them didn't believe me because of the extreme nature of some of these policy proposals. And so I said, don't believe me. Look it up online. Yep. Go ahead and read it. Here's some, you know, pieces of that. And so what I thought was so interesting is they couldn't believe that this was an actual policy proposal. They thought it was fake news. I said, nope, it's online. It's there for you to read. And so that's how I've been talking to a lot of my friends, family members, neighbors who have voted for Republicans in the past. And just actually got to see Liz Cheney with Kamala Harris in Brookfield in Waukesha County with Charlie Sykes. And it doesn't mean that you have to give up your party to vote for Kamala Harris this election, but the stakes are so high for our democracy that many prominent Republicans are endorsing Kamala Harris and making sure that they're going to have the country that they recognize for the future.
If you're just joining us, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is here, and we are talking about early voting underway in Wisconsin. It kicked off yesterday. It goes through November 3rd, correct, Lieutenant Governor?
Yep. And the other thing I want to make sure you mention is that you can register to vote. If you decide to vote on the same day of voting, you can register that day. So don't feel like if you missed the early voting period and you were unable to register that you can't vote. You can register to vote the same day on election day.
What was the mood like at the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center when VP Harris and former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney were there? I watched the hour. I thought it was really fascinating.
It was great. I mean, there were some supporters there who had already made up their minds, and then I personally invited several friends to come. Who had traditionally voted for Republicans in the past, but don't want to vote for Donald Trump, but are struggling to be able to make an affirmative vote for Kamala Harris. So I invited some of those there, and they're a little quieter, you know, and so they were listening and hearing about what they had to say. And they were just really appreciative of what Congresswoman Liz Cheney had to say, what Charlie Sykes had to say. These are people who they've admired and listened to for most of their lives. And to be able to get that permission to say, hey, you know, if we want to take our Republican Party back and the party functions best in a two-party system, then we have to vote affirmatively for Kamala Harris to make sure we can restructure our party in the traditional way that Republicans have in the past.
And the mood that you saw coming out of the event, because when you talk about Republicans coming to endorse Kamala Harris, I have to imagine that people coming out of there just feel a sense of excitement and hope because, you know, they feel like our democracy isn't going to be,
destroyed,
jettisoned, if you will.
Yeah, there was some excitement and hope to be able to see that at that particular event, to see that you have, and I do think that's brave of Congresswoman Cheney, because there's a price that comes with being, you know, with endorsing Kamala Harris. We've seen that, whether that's death threats from some of the most fervent supporters of Donald Trump, she lost her seat. And so there are real consequences to doing that, but democracy and the Constitution meant more to her than her political future at that time. And I have just immense respect for that.
I agree with you. And I also, it is remarkably telling to me that it seems to be the women are the ones who are stepping up and speaking out, and not the men who could do that too. And they could, they could get on camera. They could do what Liz Cheney has done. And we don't hear from them.
Well, Adam Kinzinger and Dick Cheney both supported her. I mean, I'm not,
but there are many, many, many others.
Yes. Yes. But there are not none.
True.
Yes, there are none. Yeah. There are other men who are supporting her. And you know, you hear from the people who work directly with Donald Trump, how dangerous he is. You've just heard this over and over again. And people from his administration, his own vice president, won't endorse him. That's what is really alarming. And that's why we need to absolutely, absolutely vote early and make sure that your voices are heard and that we can take, make sure that the U.S. is something we recognize this January, where we're going to have an extraordinarily competent, well-qualified president who has so much empathy for the individuals within the United States, no matter their political persuasion.
And I think it's important that folks remember as well, the early voting that happens now and the absentee ballots that are you're sending in now, they can't count those until Election Day. So it's not going to be wrapped up by 10 o'clock at night, you know, on November 5th. It's going to be after midnight. And yes, ballots are going to be coming in late, and it's not a ballot dump. There's nothing nefarious. This is how the process works. We could have started counting those ballots earlier. Oops. Except that got killed in the Wisconsin Senate. And that leads me to my next thing, Lieutenant Governor, is the importance of all the down ballot races as well. It's not just the two at the top of the ticket.
Absolutely. So the governor and I have some work we would like to get done. Work we would like to get done for the citizens of Wisconsin. And when we have such an intransient assembly and a Senate that is not doing what Wisconsinites want, that is so frustrating to everybody when I go across the state.
Yep.
And so we have a real opportunity here, number one, to flip the assembly. That's a possibility this particular election cycle. It's going to be tight, but there is a chance of doing it. Not quite the Senate yet, because they run on four-year cycles, but in two cycles, we could flip the Senate. And we would be able to get done what Wisconsinites want. I mean, I'm a nurse by background. One of the things that we have been really excited to try to be able to do is to pass Badger Care expansion. And that means that you all, your taxpayer dollars, that has been spent over almost $2 billion over the biennium, billion with a B, by not passing Badger Care expansion. So it's not only the right thing to do, it's the fiscally conservative thing to do. And over 60% of Wisconsinites want us to do that. And almost from, I believe it was the American Heart Association was talking about this, almost 50% of Republicans want us to do it. So, you know, this is not a partisan issue. We should be able to get this done. And we've been unable to get it done because we've had a supermajority in the Senate of Republicans and almost a supermajority in the Assembly.
That is so irritating to hear those kinds of numbers and realize, again, we are so much more in agreement on many things than we are often led to believe. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is here. We're going to continue our conversation. Stay with us. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
My name is Anton Moore. Around here, we have hardworking people that just need a break. Whether it's investing in small businesses or making housing affordable, Vice President Harris gets it.
Kamala Harris is making sure black men have the tools to build generational wealth. She'll put a policy in place that gives 1 million forgivable loans to help entrepreneurs, including black entrepreneurs, start their own businesses. She also plans to give $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-time homeowners and crack down on racial bias in home appraisals. Harris's plan will help black men own more assets so we can build long-term wealth.
This is what an investment in my community looks like. We're trying to build generational wealth. No get-rich-quick schemes, no scams, no one-time check, none of that. Vice President Harris got our back. I'll be there on November 5th. Will you be there?
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshes, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. If you're just joining us, our guest is Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Wisconsin kicked off early voting yesterday with some really good results, Lieutenant Governor. Was it a smooth rollout for the most part, as far as you're aware?
So they had a little bit of trouble with one of the servers here in Wisconsin. But rest assured, every single vote is going to be counted appropriately. We're not worried about that. And it was because of the volume. They were able to increase the space on the server and fix that issue. It was a good problem to have in a way, because they had so much volume. But now we know that we need to make sure that our servers can handle.
And if I did see some articles that said, you know, wait times might be a little bit hefty depending upon where you're casting your ballot. So bring your patience, bring some comfy shoes.
Bring a podcast,
something to listen to while you are waiting in line. It is so heartening. It is just so heartening to see so many people coming out and getting involved in the process. Wisconsin's always had a pretty good voter turnout, but It would be nice to see us beat Minnesota, you know, one of the other states, you know, right?
I should make a bet with my lieutenant governor counterpart over there, Peggy Flanagan, and see if we can get the largest percentages.
Because Minnesota does really well, too. They do, as far as voter turnout. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the importance of the down ballot races. And this is something that we've talked about quite a bit. Mm-hmm. The educational portion where they wanted this new literacy program, it's state mandated. And yet there's still the money has been approved and the Joint Finance Committee just is sitting on the money.
Yeah, there's so many things like that, whether that PFAS remediation, whether it's the dollars that go to the Eau Claire area to help with their healthcare systems out there. You've got, I could go on. There's so many of them where the money's been appropriated, the budget's been approved, and the dollars are just being sat on. And that is just so frustrating for people who need it. Like, we've already had this discussion. We've already had the negotiations. We agreed that this is what we wanted to do, release the money, right? So that we can make sure that we can get those dollars to the communities that need it.
It just really feels like they believe that this money is theirs and they know best what to do with this money. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I have long stopped trying to get into their heads. I just know that it's not what the Wisconsinites want, right? They want us to do what's right for the citizenship of Wisconsin. And what's right for the citizens of Wisconsin is to release the dollars that we've already negotiated on to be able to help the community.
And I don't think a vast majority of Wisconsinites want complete democratic control either. That isn't necessarily healthy for democracy either. Like you said, we just want things to function. We want monies that have been approved to go to the projects which they have been marked for. I don't think that's outside. That shouldn't be crazy. That shouldn't be crazy.
That's not a liberal takeover of the government. That's just what it's supposed to do.
It's called governing.
Called governing. Yeah. That is actual governing. Yeah. I mean, and even the example I would give about that Badger Care expansion, even though so many, the high percentage of people who want us to do it, we couldn't even get it into committee to have a discussion about it, much less have a vote on the floor. So that's what I'm really looking forward to in January when we have this new legislature, that regardless of who is in charge, whether that's Republicans or Democrats who has the majority, the margins will be tighter, and there's going to be some incentive to work together, to work for the citizens of Wisconsin. People are going to have to be accountable for their votes. A whole lot more purple districts like the one that I won in assembly. That's good for democracy. That's good for the citizens of Wisconsin.
Folks, go vote.
Yes.
Please vote. And if you are tired, if you are tired of this lack of progress and lack of getting anything done, then vote to make a change this time around. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to tell anybody how you vote. I think there are more silent voters, Lieutenant Governor, than we're aware of, just because they're not the ones with the yard signs and the T-shirts and the hats and all that stuff. I still think there's plenty of silent voters who are going to go in there and cast their vote according to their conscience.
Yeah, I believe so, too. You know, it's really interesting. My mom, she's going to be turning 80 this year. And one of the motivators for her and her friends was the overturning of Roe. Mm-hmm. Because she saw what it
was
like.
Yes.
Pre-Roe. She had her family right around that time when Roe was passed. And so she knows the danger of that. And I imagine many, many women of her age know that as well, even if they've traditionally voted for Republicans in the past.
I have two sisters who are in their 70s, early 70s, and they had girlfriends who had not pleasant experiences before they were granted the protections of Roe. So I think there's a lot of women within that age group who remember, as you said, Lieutenant Governor, and will be voting for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Thank you so very much for your time, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. It's really been a pleasure. Really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much. Go vote.
Go vote. Go vote. Do it. Do it. Do it. And stay with us. News is coming up next. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide, global Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project stop by. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.